RTE Radio 1 Sport with Kia. Coming soon, the all-new Sportage. For more, log on to kia.com.
Just rewards for all those who braved the wind and rain in Tala last night, Des Cahill, and especially to sports photographer Owen Noonan, who was stationed behind the goal where his younger sister Saoirse scored one of Ireland's 11 goals last night.
Yeah, the Saoirse photographs are great. Such an unusual thing. You can see them on social media that Owen got the photographs of her scoring. But yeah, it was a record-breaking performance by the Republic of Ireland women's team, 11-0 against Georgia in our World Cup qualifier, Ireland's biggest ever win. Denise O'Sullivan scored a 17-minute hat-trick either side of the break. Katie McCabe scored two in a victory over the group's lowest ranked side. Ireland now move into second place in the group behind Sweden, who had a 3-0 victory over Slovakia. Georgia weren't helped by one of their players being sent off very harshly, I thought, for a handball. They were already struggling, but they collapsed after that. And Ireland's World Cup qualification hopes remained very much alive. But you do have to take note of the one-sided games in women's international matches. In the last two nights, Northern Ireland beat North Macedonia 9-0. Switzerland beat Lithuania 7-0. Spain beat Scotland 8-0. Austria were 9-0 winners over Luxembourg. And last night's scoreline in the England game was absolutely ridiculous. England beat Latvia 20-0. So there's a huge imbalance there, and something's going to have to be done about it.
That is kind of crazy stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, it's totally. They're not matches at all. They're too one-sided. But let's go back to the joys of the Irish win, because Adrian Eames got the reaction of the player of the match, Katie McCabe.
For us, going into the game, it was about, most importantly, getting the 3 points. Whether we won it 1-0 or 11-0, I didn't mind once we got the 3 points. That was a big one for me.
Georgia were quite poor, so how do you reflect on the performance and the quality of the opposition?
We obviously went in looking at ourselves after that Slovakia game on Thursday. We needed to put a few things right in how we played and how we set up, and I think we done that well. We held positioning, we were patient in our build-up, we sprayed the ball about really, really well, and even the impact of the substitutions then in the second half, we maintained that intensity, and yeah, it resulted us in the 11-0 win, and yeah, I think it's a fantastic performance from the team all around.
Yeah, it certainly was. Now, the other big story this morning, the bulk of the Munster rugby squad is on its way home from South Africa, but another four players tested positive for COVID yesterday evening. So a total of 14 players and staff have been left behind to isolate in Cape Town. That means a total of 34 people from the group will arrive home today. They will then follow mandatory self-isolation at their own locations. Yesterday, the Irish women's cricket squad arrived back in Ireland after their World Cup qualifier in Zimbabwe was cancelled over the weekend. The majority of the squad will isolate in hotels for 10 days in Dublin and go through a series of PCR tests. In other soccer news, Stephen O'Donnell is now favoured to take over as the new Dundalk manager after the club announced yesterday that Vinnie Perth had departed for the second time in 15 months. Just 3 days after helping St Pat's to FAI Cup success, O'Donnell, who's out of contract at Richmond Park, is now expected to take over at Oriel Park along with his assistant Patrick Craig. However, O'Donnell still doesn't have a pro licence, so a coach with the necessary badges will also have to be recruited. There were two games in the English Premier League last night. At Elland Road, Leeds United beat Crystal Palace 1-0 with a penalty in the 93rd minute from their Brazilian winger Rafinha. At St James's Park in Finch, Newcastle 1, Norwich City 1. Newcastle's Irish international Kieran Clarke was sent off in the 9th minute for pulling down Timo Pukki, who was through on goal. But the 10 men went ahead on the hour through a Callum Wilson penalty, only for Pukki to equalise for Norwich. Newcastle stay bottom, Norwich move up to 18th, but their manager Dean Smith still had mixed feelings.
Yeah, no, we're frustrated, we're disappointed with our performance. Probably, I'd have preferred Timo to go straight through and score his goal and them not go down to 10 men. I thought it changed the game and we had to change our game plan a little bit, and they were always going to try and kill the game at every opportunity. And I thought we're given the opportunity to manage the game. Their players seemed to manage the game today, when the ball was going dead.
In rugby, Bundiaki will miss Connacht's game against Leinster at the RDS on Friday due to a knee injury. Connacht hoping to build on back-to-back wins over Ulster and Ospreys as they seek to repeat their victory of last season at the RDS. And finally for now, racing today is at Dundalk and the first race is off at 1:40.